Good evening. It's 5:06 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. Former residents of the North Fork Mobile Home Park are taking legal action against the city of Moorhead. The June meeting for the Moorhead City Council saw many things on the agenda. A military medical operation that will provide free health services is coming to Eastern Kentucky in July. A news report suggests suspected suicide attempts among adolescents increased during the pandemic. And in sports, Moorhead State football broke a program record with 59 Eagles earning spots on the Pioneer League Honor Roll. The weather for tonight is mostly clear with a low around 55. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this. Some former residents of the North Fork Mobile Home Park are taking legal action against the city of Moorhead. The case filed in Round Circuit Court Friday alleges three complaints regarding the process the city took in forming the TIF district for a planned development by Patrick Madden of Lexington. The first complaint says the city violated state laws which specify the steps local government must take before establishing a development area. The second challenges the sufficiency of facts the city based their findings on to form the district. And the third alleges the notice residents received from the city about the development was insufficient according to the Kentucky Constitution. Ben Carter is an attorney with the Kentucky Equal Justice Center who is representing the plaintiffs.
I want to be clear that the residents are not seeking financial compensation in this lawsuit for the violations of state law that led to the creation of this development area. They are simply seeking to have the development area, the ordinance establishing the development area, declared void.
Carter says while the financing aspect of the North Fork situation is unique, it's reflective of a larger problem in the Commonwealth with mobile home park residents often being forced from their homes abruptly. The June meeting for Moorhead City Council saw many items on the agenda. In our last regular gathering before the start of the new fiscal year, Council heard updates from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Moorhead Utility Plant Board. Representatives with Pax and Walker, the company constructing the new police and 911 facility, were also present. That project is still around 6 weeks behind due to weather, but progress is continuing to become more visible. There was also an update discussion regarding the city's entertainment destination center. Here's Mayor Laura White Brown, Councilmember Glenn Teager, and City Attorney Joyce Stevens.
Within that item is a municipal order to permanently close Bats and Oats.
So moved.
Second.
Just to clarify, that's just to vehicle traffic. It's still open to the public. It's not being closed to the public.
Yeah, thank you, Joyce. Yeah, I did call Joyce when I saw that. I was like, we can't have this revert back to what would be the county and LZ building, so we have to make sure that we're still on the property. It's just changing for traffic.
In other business, Council passed budgets for the city, the Moorhead Round County Tourism Commission, and the Moorhead Utility Plant Board. The full meeting can be seen on the City of Moorhead's Facebook page. A military medical service operation that will provide free health services is coming to Eastern Kentucky in July. Military healthcare workers will operate clinics roughly between July 10th and 21st as part of the Operation Gateway Kentucky Innovative Readiness Training Medical Mission, Governor Andy Beshear said Tuesday. They will provide free general medical and dental services on a first-come, first-served basis to approximately 1,800 uninsured or underinsured Kentuckians. The 2019 Medical Service Mission provided medical services to more than 1,800 Kentuckians, and military personnel performed more than 12,000 procedures. The clinics for this year's mission will be located in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Round counties. A new report suggests suspected suicide attempts among adolescents increased during the pandemic following an initial drop. Researchers for the Center for Disease Control examined hospital data for suspected suicide attempts from January 1st of 2019 through May 15th of this year. Wave 3 News reports young people aged 12 to 25 made fewer visits to the hospital for suspected attempts last spring when compared to the same time period in 2019. The hospital visits began to increase early last year among youths between ages 12 and 17, especially girls. The average weekly number was 26% higher among girls last summer when compared to 2019. And it was nearly 51% higher this year when compared to the same time period 2 years ago. The CDC says the rate also increased for boys ages 12 to 17 by 3%. For more information or to get help, visit the suicidepreventionlifeline.org. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
An ongoing murder case in Lewis County is headed to trial this month. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
The trial is underway for Wentz Walters, who is accused in the 2017 murder of Justin Johnson. The case began in 2017 when Johnson went missing. After several days, the body was found and Wentz Walters was arrested, along with Preston Walters. According to the Maysville Ledger Independent, Preston Walters says it was a hunting accident, but officials are doubtful. Wentz Walters allegedly helped Preston hide the body. He was charged with tampering with physical evidence, one count of abuse of a corpse, and one count of cultivating marijuana. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
A plan to revamp Ohio's Medicaid could be thrown off course. The Senate passed budget called for a redo of the managed care procurement process, and managed care organizations need to be significantly considered. Chemical dependency counselor Leanne Brooks says she's concerned about the impact her patients may face.
It's going to make this whole managed care plan start all over, and then that in turn is going to affect Southeast Ohio and Appalachia, and it's going to take services away from people in the region as well as others in the state. That's going to be a bigger setback, and it's going to cost the state more money.
Brooks adds the Medicaid program is important to help those impacted by the opioid epidemic. A new online driver's license renewal system could save Kentuckians a trip to the office. WUKY's Josh James has the details.
Driver's license renewals are hitting the web, thanks to a new service being launched by the State Transportation Cabinet. The service is part of the mandated transition of licensing services from circuit court clerk's offices to regional offices, set to take effect in all counties by this time in 2022. So far, 20 counties, including Fayette, Woodford, and Franklin, have already made the switch. The online option will be available for those renewing standard issue or real ID driver's credentials or motorcycle licenses, but there will be some exceptions. Those include Kentuckians requesting a replacement card, upgrading from a 4-year to 8-year card or the more secure real ID, anyone needing a name or address change, or those seeking commercial driver's licenses. Online renewal is available at dlrenewal.ky.gov. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
With COVID-19 restrictions lifting, a lot of people are ready to finally get married, and the wedding industry is grateful. With the major increase in weddings this year, prices have also increased. Sarah Burton is a wedding concierge with Simply Love Studio. She tells WKYT she has 2 to 3 times more clients than normal.
A lot of vendors have reschedules from last year, and so in addition to the reschedules, we have all of the new couples coming along.
Burton adds couples may want to wait until next year to get married since vendors and venues are booked for the rest of the year. 3 vaccinated Kentuckians will become millionaires. During a news conference last Friday, Governor Andy Beshear announced the shot at a million giveaway. Dr. Ryan Stanton tells WKYT vaccinations are slowing down statewide.
I think it's great because if you look at the opportunities to get freebies, everybody loves a freebie, whether it's important or not. Whether it's, you know, even looking at places like the Blood Center where you get a T-shirt, you do a double red, you get a little $10 gift card for Walmart.
Stanton adds he believes the giveaway will get Kentucky to their vaccination goal. Now taking a look at sports, even in an unconventional year, Morehead State football performed well in the classroom as well as on the field. A program record 59 Eagles earned spots on the Pioneer League Honor Roll. Pioneer Football League athletic directors and coaches established the honor roll in 2001 as a way to recognize the league's outstanding student athletes. To date, the league has recognized more than 8,300 students on the PFL Academic Honor Roll, including a record 634 this semester. The PFL Academic Honor Roll consists of student athletes who participated in football at a member institution during the semester and posted a 3.0 grade point average or higher during the semester while enrolled full-time in accordance with NCAA rules. And taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, the weather for tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55, Wednesday sunny with a high near 76, Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 52, Thursday sunny with a high near 80, Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 57, Friday sunny with a high near 87, Friday night a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 67. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Keneally Roberts, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.